Feeney and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris are going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I believe they are in our booth. They're going to sing from our booth, I think.
They're in the house, yeah. I'm getting out of the way, yeah. I don't want to interfere with the singing of this thing now.
Interfering of the singing. I didn't hear that because we were waiting for the world's longest seventh inning to end. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody. We are live from Brick House Tavern today. Ian Happ joins us at noon. And yes, the reason we were here last night was because we got invited to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and it was a very cool experience. We were greeted by Joe Rios and the Cubs and got customized jerseys. That was really cool.
Yeah, the customized jerseys I was not ready for, but I gladly accept it. I'll frame that up, get that ready to go. I think the entire experience is just understanding that you're here for a purpose, not just to enjoy the ball game, but you have a functional purpose. That kind of overrides everything when you're thinking about, hey, we're going to the Cubs game tonight, but we got to get something done, and we got to not screw it up, first off.
That's it. The goal is to not screw it up, and I'm here to tell both of you, you did not screw it up. I'm very proud of you guys.
The key was really low. Like, I didn't have enough bass to hit the low D. I should have just just sung on a higher octave. But I did, like, for a little bit. But this is not choir practice, you know? You're just trying to get from point A to B. Yeah.
Trying to entertain the crowd. You got 40,000 people you got to shout
to. Well, it was cool because I didn't know you would get to actually talk to the organist beforehand and then you tell him, like, what key you want it to be in, and I let Layla handle all that.
Oh, whoa. Did you guys get high maintenance on the organ player? What happened
No,
there?
We practiced we wanted to start on a few times. That was something that we talked about before.
Yeah.
So I just relayed what we had discussed to the guy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, so what note did we start on?
It was key of low D.
Okay.
So, like, that was the issue, is I don't have that kind of bass.
Low D, okay.
And then but you don't want to... The biggest mistake that you have in the Star Spangled Banner is that people start it too high. And then you end up in the, I'll make up for it now realm. So you don't want that to happen where you're botching the Star Spangled Banner like Carl Lewis did.
You heard in the open, Brody, how you got all this advice
from
people.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
I think the most important advice, or not, was definitely from Nico Horner. He's like, you just lean into it. Like, don't take it too seriously. You're here to have fun. Everybody in the stands, they're already having fun. And just add to it.
So the experience, we get to the Cubs offices, and we are greeted with these really cool jerseys from Joe and the crew. We got to bring our crew. Mark, you were there.
I was.
Robbie was there. Ray was there. So we got to roll deep, and we then got to check out the W Club, which I had never been to. Food was awesome.
Definitely a W.
Yeah, I stayed away from the alcohol because that's the last thing I need when I have trouble talking as it is. I'm not going to sing on that. So the point is, it was a great bar, great atmosphere. That place was packed. The food was fun. You know, we were all there hanging out.
Do you remember when we walked out? I don't remember who it was that said it, so I don't want to point fingers. But as we got out of the W Club, we're, again, very generous, a wonderful buffet of food. Great to see, you know, they rolled the cart, dessert tray, the whole thing, drinks. And we got out there, and one of the people that we were with said, should we go back in there and grab some more stuff? Should we get some more dessert or something here?
Well, I was the one who said water.
I said, we need water because it's a hike to get back here. So let's just grab the water.
No, but there was somebody who said, like, should we be taking advantage of the cheesecake situation? Or perhaps the drinks, something like that. Because while we have it, we may as well use it. Right?
One of my friends is like, I'm going to get a cookie to go.
Maybe
and
that was it.
I think she
it.
Got
it
a brownie. Yeah, and then I obviously got a cookie to go, which was great. So that was...
Good move. Smart move.
We all loaded up because we were on the other side of the ballpark from the W Club, which is fine. Yeah. We had incredible seats.
Yeah, like, the seats were great.
When you're behind home plate like that, to be able to see what a pitcher is throwing... Mm. That just changes the game. A lot of times when I was sideline reporting or whatever, you're in the well. So you're on a baseline, so you can't always see what's coming out of somebody's hand like that. Those seats were incredible. And then we had a bunch of friends who came to support, which was really fun. There were tickets that were available for people, but the crowd, as we said, was just massive. So then you're trying to watch the game, knowing what's coming, that we're going to get picked up in the fifth to get brought upstairs.
Yeah, we get the text, hey, I'm on my way to come get you guys to take you up to do the seventh inning stretch. And I say, and the text comes to me. I say, Layla, it's about that time. She says she's on her way. And from then on, it's like we're going to proceed up an elevator and then up steps and then into the booth. And it was listen, I had so much fun last night. You know, I know not everybody was imbibing. I had a singular birthday celebration drink.
That's it?
With my boy Ray Diaz.
Okay.
And we were just hanging out, man. Having a good time.
Such a good time.
It is weird though, because we were told to enjoy it, but really I'm of the mindset of trying to just get it done properly.
You can't relax until you do it right.
This is our job, is to exist on camera, is to exist over the air. And in these cases, you know, that's our job, is to get you from point A to B, to focus on the logistics. Like, we've got abilities that will happen in the meantime, but you don't get to soak it up like you want to, because we're too busy just trying to make sure we're doing the things right. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that part of it too. We talked about that. Like, we did want to wish Pat Hughes a happy birthday.
That was my thing from jump.
Wasn't Pat. Pat didn't say, you might want to go ahead and shout out my birthday.
No. They actually told us when we got there, they were like, Pat doesn't want anyone talking about his birthday. I was like, well, he's not really going to have a choice, because I'm going to have a mic and I'm going to say happy birthday.
What did I tell you, Marshall? Because he's a legendary. Don't ever talk about my birthday on the air again.
Yeah. No, but did you see his face?
He was smiling
exactly
the entire time watching you guys sing.
And so they zoom in on him at the start, which, like, that's, and then you
no,
get the,
it was a great touch.
It got the crowd even more involved, because Pat Hughes, like, come on, that's royalty.
Yeah. Did you think about shouting him out? Happy
birthday,
Marshall.
I shouted out.
And I know that you wouldn't want it.
Yeah,
you
would I definitely don't.
I shouted different. Out Marshall's birthday on our show.
Yes. Okay.
My biggest fear was that organ note would be holding for a long time, while everybody, you don't want to have a speech, and I'm like, and extend Kyle Tucker. You know, you just start yelling out your sports thoughts. You know, well,
that
would
have been
this
phenomenal
microphone.
If you had just said extend Kyle Tucker.
Raise in the background. What about PCA? Huh?
Or we were joking in the stands after we got back about just yelling mustard. And then we realized there was a bunch of people in the crowd who would probably understand that reference, which would have been amazing. But
I was amazed
at
how many young people
place.
Were in the crowd. I was amazed at that many young people. I was like, I guess school's out, so people are just out here.
School's out
kids?
For
school's not out.
Quote summer.
Some schools. I had 2 9-year-olds and a 10-year-old in front of me.
That was awesome.
They
and
were done with school. They said.
Yeah, they were done with school.
They
said
pictures
May 23rd
with Marshall.
Was their last day. Yeah,
this guy was adorable with these kids.
Trick love
adorable.
The kids. That's, yeah. I'm on the record.
Love the kids.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Like, these kids were. You're the guy that sang the seventh inning stretch, and he's signing their balls and taking pictures with them. These kids were like starstruck by Marshall Harris. And I was just sitting back watching, just smiling. I'm like, look at this guy.
Rhodey is,
with the kids.
Is slightly exaggerating.
No, but not much. Not much. They were very entertained by you, and they wanted to know. And you were engaging them as well, which is cool,
yeah,
which
man.
I love to see.
The children are our future.
Right. I was dealing with the 20-year-olds behind me who were going they're, off
they're,
on
the they're bears. Also our okay. future, Grody. They're also our future.
They are. No, no. So,
future score callers.
Oh, no.
Meatball machine, recorders.
Oh, yeah. I love, like, that we've got the younger people. Like, you know, we can only imagine that those kids were, as Bob Tree and I were talking about, probably listen to Saturday Suckage, those children, I would imagine. But they love you guys. They love the midday show. The people behind us obviously love the score as well. So it's cool to know that the demographic that we're getting, that we got the kids. So that's good. And I see lots of kids out here today too. Look at all these young people out here.
It's such an out of body experience. Yes. Like that was the thing about it. It was one of those things that you never think is going to happen in your life, and then it happens.
Yeah.
I guess we should play it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should probably
play it. This is an auditory business, so do that.
If there's one thing that I don't enjoy, it is when you get paid to talk, and then now you have to listen to yourself sing.
Oh.
So let's do it. If you missed it, this was our seventh inning stretch last night.
Bears.
The game is tied. It's time for the seventh inning stretch, featuring the midday show score hosts, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris, to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
First things first, a happy birthday to the legendary Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes. A 1, a 2, a 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
with some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back the wings. Root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one strikes her at the old
Yeah, I didn't have enough bass to fill out that, the low notes there. Yeah. Oh, I just, yeah. I don't have it. That's not me.
It's okay. You sounded phenomenal.
It was a good, it was a really good time.
I was happy to spend time. Could you imagine when you met me, I don't even know how many years ago, that we'd be singing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field?
2014? No, I would have put at least $1, you know, the dollar in my notebook that I got from you for Crosstown. Yeah. I would have at least bet that, and now it would be worth 50 cents.
That's facts.
So yeah, it was an incredible experience. Like, how do you put it into words? You don't. You just don't. It's one of those things that you never dream you're even gonna do to begin with.
I will never forget it. If it's not the most memorable birthday I've ever had, it's definitely the most iconic.
But then you guys threw the hats into the crowd. How did that feel?
Yeah, they made us sign hats
and fire them.
That's
why you fired it. You look like you wanted to hit somebody. You're like, fire it right.
Yeah, yours kind of went
down
it. Like,
I don't know. I just threw it. Like, and, you know, obviously, I'm standing next to you and in between Pat, and I probably should have stood in front of you because...
Yeah, you're smaller. You
just, right, and I didn't think about where the camera was. I just stood in a place that I fit. But, yeah, they said to throw it, so I did. But I'm laughing because I'm like, this is worth more to people if I didn't sign it. Like, no, nobody needs that.
I don't think that's true. You're Layla Rahimi.
Are you kidding? You guys came back to the seats. The tough crowd right behind us was like, you guys did good. You guys were fine. Nice job. Nice work out there.
I think fine is probably better.
So the section really appreciated what you guys were doing.
We tried to represent them.
In our great seat. By the way, like, I got to tell you.
And extend Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Like, I should have said it.
We should have just gotten all of our sports thoughts out there that we don't have.
I don't need to get all of them out there. I think the one would have we would be hallowed to another level if we had yelled out.
Shout out to Bears OTAs.
You know what I think of? I think of Seinfeld, where George's dad is like, how could you give $5 million to Hideki Arabu? That's always what I think of.
Hideki Arabu.
That's always what I think of in moments like that. Like, if you had one thing to say on the microphone like that in front of people, like, what would it be? The declarative sports statement?
I think that would have been our chance.
How could you get $5 million to Hideki Arabu?
Arabu!
That's hilarious, actually. Because it was a movement, a moment, as was last night. And you know what? Maybe they will extend Kyle Tucker.
Do you think it's because we're talking about it now? Like, here's the scenario. Seeing the seventh inning stretch, whatever. You know that you're probably doing it only once in your life. It's Pat Hughes' birthday. It's Marshall's birthday. You're like, oh, and another thing. Just yell it really quick and then fast forward to the press conference. And Jed Hoyer's like, well, if it wasn't for Marshall and Lele yelling, extend Kyle Tucker singing the seventh inning stretch where they ruined their opportunity, I would have never thought about it.
Wow.
Never again. Never again.
I think Jed Hoyer would have appreciated us saying that.
I think Jed Hoyer appreciates more humor than we give him credit for. I've always been a believer of that. My favorite was when he was trolling us on his phone. In his comfy and cozy office up here at the Cubs offices, laughing at Dan and me while we were freezing sitting at Gallagher Way for the home opener a couple of years ago. I was like, I can see you, Jed.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, he wasn't doing it mockingly. He was just like, yeah, I see you guys right now. Then I see like this shadowy figure up in one of the offices. And I'm like, oh, there you are in your heat, in your climate controlled environment.
Why were you guys outside?
Because it was the thing to do. You got to go outside.
Man,
for the
I'm glad
opener.
We're inside. Everybody glad we're inside today?
Yeah.
I know it is raining quite a bit. So
shout out to the indoors.
If you like climate control, make some noise. I did want to say make some noise, too.
Shout out to the inside.
We will talk more about our experience and also include Ray and Robbie. Robbie got some TV time, but unfortunately his head was cut off. So we'll ask him about that, too, next. It is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody live from Brickhouse Tavern with a great crowd. Brought to you by Verizon. That's next on The Score.